You're listening to SBS News. The Australian government has finally agreed to take up New Zealand's refugee resettlement offer made almost a decade ago. In 2013, former Prime Ministers Julia Gillard and John Key forged a deal that would see 150 asylum seekers a year resettled in New Zealand. But the coalition decided not to follow through on the deal when it came to power, as it was worried refugees would go to New Zealand and then travel back to Australia and settle here. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says safeguards are in place to prevent that happening under this arrangement.
Our policy position has not changed. We have made it very, very clear. The people who come to Australia illegally by boat will never, ever settle in Australia. That policy position has not changed. So anyone who is part of the resettlement arrangement with New Zealand will not be able to come to Australia permanently, will not be able to become a citizen of Australia, and will not be able to stay here on a permanent basis.
New Zealand's Immigration Minister Chris Farfoy says he's pleased Australia contacted his government after their resettlement agreements with Canada and the United States came to an end.
Australia reached out to us to see if the 150 offer that was made back in 2013 actually was still open. It obviously was. And we've been working since then to get the I's dotted and the T's crossed to get to the point today where we can announce this. I think it's a good thing in terms of our commitment to the regional humanitarian effort.
The United Nations has welcomed the resettlement deal. The UN's refugee agency's Adrian Edwards says the prolonged uncertainty of the situation for many of the refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru has taken an enormous toll. He says the UN is ready to support them in the resettlement process and hopes it will lead to even more solutions for others.
With 112 refugees and asylum seekers today on Nauru and some 1,100 others in Australia, the arrangement will not be sufficient to cover the needs of all. We nonetheless hope it will bring about new impetus towards this goal so that compassionate and lasting answers can be found, including in Australia, for all who have been subject to Australia's offshore processing policies.
Jana Favero from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says hundreds of people will still be left without a resettlement option.
There are currently about 1,300 people who have been impacted by offshore processing who are in various places. Some are still in Papua New Guinea, some are in Nauru, some are in detention in Australia, and some are in the community in Australia. So while 450 places have been offered, which is fantastic, it does mean that about 900 people will still be left without a plan and without permanent safety.
She says it's a tragedy it took Australia so long to take up New Zealand's offer.
Given there has been nothing that has changed to lead to this decision apart from the government's will, hopefully it shows that they will be able to extend the compassion and change in position and accepting resettlement options for everyone who's been impacted by offshore processing. It is a tragedy that it's taken 9 years to accept this deal. That's 9 years of missed birthdays, missed family reunion, people being locked up for no reason. So hopefully it won't take as long for resettlement options because people have already lost 9 precious years of their lives.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.